At Sopra Banking Software, we've been busy hustling away to bring super fresh, cool, and awesome innovation to the auto finance market. Our enterprise floor plan solution is still the best of its kind, but did you know you can now get SFP wholesale in a full and true software as a service solution delivered in a matter of weeks? And did you know you can manage your risk portfolio with no physical auditor? Drop by our website, soprabanking.com, to find out more.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Sulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor of Autofin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. This episode of the podcast is originating from the Vehicle Finance Conference hosted by the American Financial Services Association in Las Vegas. And pleased to welcome Stuart Holmes, who is the Senior Director of Product for Automotive at Experience. Stuart, thank you so much for making time for us here at the podcast during AFSA's event. How are you, sir?
Hey, great. Thanks for having us, Nick. And welcome to all the listeners. You're missing a great event.
Indeed. We're having a chance to enjoy some nice weather in Las Vegas for a change. And certainly nice is the auto finance industry nowadays. What part of the industry intrigues you most nowadays most and why?
Well, so there's lots of areas that are so dynamic, but what has been really encouraging and interesting is you've seen this groundswell on financial literacy and enabling consumers to take control of their credit, and as a result of that, that's spawned a good deal of innovation around fintech companies. Companies like Experian have invested heavily, and we've recently launched something called Experian Go, which is aimed at the market of what would be classified as limited or no credit, and that market today is close to 1 in 10 Americans, so roughly 35 million, and with limited credit, it could be upwards of 50 million.
Nice. Well, certainly a topic you referenced in a commentary that's actually in our March print magazine. My listeners might have seen, talking about education, and especially how much can dealerships and finance companies as well be the teachers for consumers and to get them on the path to better financial well-being as well, right, as acquiring, right, secure transportation.
Well, look, it's important with all the constituents in the retail automotive value chain. Dealers, lenders, whether it's prime or subprime, everybody's really focused on lifetime relationships and establishing those. And specifically financial literacy for this segment of the market that is underrepresented. They all have transportation needs, right? They need to sell a car, and traditionally dealers, right, they've had the ability to, if you wanted a car and you were in that segment, you had to get a cosigner, or you were at a buy here, pay here, maybe a specialty finance program, captive program by the dealer, and as a result, That individual typically bore the cost of that not having credit, right? They paid more, they could buy less car. And so what we're seeing is with our program, dealers can now refer customers in that may meet that, don't have that credit profile yet. They could go in, establish that credit profile, and as quick as in 30 or 60 days, they could have a score, right? And what we're seeing is that score is around 665, right? That's a near prime customer that, is easily financeable and is a deal.
Very good. Again, our guest here on this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is Stuart Holmes, who is the Senior Director of Product for Automotive at Experian. And we're sharing our conversation during AFSA's Vehicle Finance Conference this year in Las Vegas. And And Stuart, fully acknowledging that paying your bills on time is probably the number one path, but
sure.
but how much have processes and tools improved in recent years to help consumers build and maintain their credit backgrounds?
You know, I'm certainly remember pre kind of internet and establishing credit and how difficult it was, particularly like if there was an issue. Right. And you used to have to call into a 1-800 number and speak to somebody and hope that it got fixed. And what you've seen as in this digital age, lots of tools, Experian.com, for example, if you're on Experian.com, you can. And I had this happen 2 weeks ago where there was an inquiry on my credit. It was erroneous, but I saw, you know, the person that did it, the phone number that I can reconcile, and I can call. And that was, you know, that control in the customer's hands, right? It's huge. And now when it comes to obviously paying the bills online, and it's certainly, you know, we're paying your bills on time, right? It's certainly important. But there are things that you can also do to augment that and take control. So if you have like a utility bill, most of us do,
sure.
Right? You can go into Experian Boost and authenticate and connect that account, and those on-time payments will now be tracked and help your credit score. Same thing with streaming services and, you know, and those kind of things. So lots of tools, and Experian's been investing heavily in this area to help consumers.
Closing moments here on the Auto Remarketing Podcast with Stuart Holmes, Experian Senior Director of Product for Automotive. And again, we're having our conversation here in Las Vegas during AFSA's Vehicle Finance Conference. And a question I'm posing to various folks in the industry is just, what gives you most pride nowadays when you say you're part of the automotive industry? What makes your chest puff out a little more?
There's so much to be proud of. I think as an industry, we've faced headwinds like everybody else. COVID, and the changes that came out of that and the response of the industry around how to engage customers, whether it's, you would classify it like under this ubiquitous term, like digital retailing, right? Experian has been center point and helped drive a lot of that with our data and our assets. But this area of financial inclusion and really it's the last kind of market that we can help those individuals establish a credit profile and then get to where, you know, they can get responsible credit that, you know, allows them allows them to establish the credit that, you know, they qualify for.
That's Stuart Holmes, Experian Senior Director of Product for Automotive. Stuart, thank you so much for sharing time with us here for the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
Thanks, Nick.
And if you've missed any of our past episodes, just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. For fellow hosts Bill Zedites and Joe Overby, as well as our outstanding executive producer, Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
At Sopra Banking Software, we've been busy hustling away to bring super fresh, cool, and awesome innovation to the auto finance market. Our enterprise floor plan solution is still the best of its kind, but did you know you can now get SFP wholesale in a full and true software as a service solution delivered in a matter of weeks? And did you know you can manage your risk portfolio with no physical auditor? Drop by our website, soprabanking.com, to find out more.